Hi, moms. Have you ever been in a place where you just felt frustrated by what you saw in the mirror? I think just about every mom can relate to feeling this nagging sense of insecurity when it comes to our bodies, particularly after we've had children. And several years ago, I was preparing to speak at a women's conference in Oregon. And so we were talking about self-image and how we could learn to see ourselves as God saw us instead of how the world sees us. So I studied some passages and I came across Proverbs 5:18. And that's the passage that I want to read with you today. So get out your Bible and look up Proverbs 5, verse 18. Before I went any further in my study, I read the verse to Jay. And this is the conversation that ensued. I said something like, "Hey, Jay, check this verse out." And I read it as sarcastically as I possibly could. "May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth." And I said to Jay, "Of course you're supposed to rejoice in the wife of your youth. Let's be honest. In a few years, the wife of your youth will be only a distant memory. And the wife that you have now, well, things will be sagging. Her hair is going to lose its youthful shine. And oil of Olay will be the only thing I won't be able to live without. I'll be old and tired. So you better rejoice in the wife of your youth right now. Because when I'm old, there's not going to be much to rejoice about." And I'll never forget my husband just kind of looking at me with his one eyebrow raised like he often does. And he said, "Wow, babe, you need to stop reading people." That's not how I see that verse at all. When I read the verse, I can envision an old man sitting on the porch of the wife of his youth. You know, the one God gave to him when he was young. The man is looking at this beautiful old woman and just remembering the wife of his youth makes him smile. Well, just hearing Jay's take on that verse made me wonder how my other girlfriends would read it. And so I read this verse at the retreat. And wouldn't you know it? Almost all the moms saw that verse the same way that I did. Most of the women that I talk to are very self-conscious about their bodies. And why shouldn't we be? We live in a culture that is literally consumed with sex and body image. All you have to do is go through the checkout stand at the grocery store to see pictures of quote-unquote fat women. We all know that according to our culture, fat is defined as anyone who is over a size 6 who could possibly, wait for it, have cellulite. In the name of beauty, women in our culture undergo liposuction, breast augmentation, tummy tucks, facelift, eye lifts, and even chin implants. And instead of being seen as a sign of wisdom, wrinkles send 40-somethings running for Botox injections. Now, I'm not suggesting that these things are sinful, but what I am saying is that we've got a serious problem in our culture. We've bought into the lie that People magazine knows more about beauty than God does, and it's just not true. God's word is so counter to the culture. The Bible tells us that God is not focused on outward things. Rather, he is ultimately concerned with the condition of our hearts. Look at what Samuel said in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. "The Lord does not look at the things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Thank him for the body that he gave you today, busy mom, and enjoy it. Don't let the world cheat you out of a gift God's given you. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.